From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 2 years after the Islamist militants Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in northern Nigeria, a new video purporting to show the missing girls has given parents hope their children are still alive. Ayuba Alamson is an elder in the community of Chibok where the girls were kidnapped.
People have been offering prayers right yesterday and today to see that we see these girls alive.
Until now, there has been almost no news of the 219 girls taken by Boko Haram in 2014, which sparked global condemnation, street protests in Nigeria, and authors of help finding the girls from their country's allies. Keith Ellison, a Muslim and American congressman, is calling Islamic State militants a collection of liars, murderers, torturers, and rapists after the group threatened to kill him. Ellison says no Muslim he is familiar with recognizes the kind of Islam the Islamic State preaches. Islamic State issued death threats this week against a number of people it calls politically active apostates in the United States, Australia, Britain, and Canada. Strong magnitude 6.2 earthquake has shaken southwestern Japan, killing at least nine, injuring hundreds more. Quake centered about 1,300 kilometers south of Tokyo. North Korea appears to have failed in an attempt to launch a missile. Observers have been anticipating Pyongyang would mark the birthday of its founding president, Kim Il-sung, with the launch of a mid-range ballistic missile. There's been growing concern North Korea's missile and nuclear programs and the country's continued threats to its neighbors, South Korea and Japan, as well as the U.S. This is VOA News.